All right, welcome to a kind of a weird episode of Cork Taint. It's just me this time. It's going to be a short one, kind of breaking down what's going on. So, basically, I was planning this pretty big dinner, you know, not like on the level of the DRC dinner in terms of like those wines, but pretty much a pretty similar thing, lots of wines, with the Brits who have been on. There's that, like, transatlantic, over the pond, some shit, I forget the name of the episode. And then there was the one about Clarendon Hills. The folks you know and love. Great. Actually, went over to London, and that's where I am now. Well, not in London, now I'm in England, but went to London to do it, right? Got, brought all the wines, boom, had a bunch of cool shit. And then, little did I know, on Thanksgiving Day, would the demonic love child of Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and Dr. Fauci rear its ugly, evil head from hell. The COVID-19 virus infected my ass hard as fuck. So yeah, didn't find out. Till I was over here, and it's funny because one of the Brits also got COVID, so it was all around fucked. It was fucked right in the ass, in a way that nobody wanted, except for some, you know, some sick people. Not like COVID sick, but like mentally sick. This is not an ableist podcast, except when it is, because sometimes people need to know what time it is and what to know, what is not okay. You know what's not okay? How I didn't get to fucking do any shit I wanted to do here. You know what I mean? I had so many fucking restaurants picked out and looked at wine lists and fucking, I was like, damn, dude, you got some cool shit at crazy prices here. I can't wait to try this shit with age. Not happening. So that's fucking that. It was going to be sick, but so what I did is I left the wines with the Brits here. I'll find replacements. I'll do whatever the fuck else. And then we will do sort of a remote long-form Joe Rogan-esque podcast. We're going to talk about hate speech, and I'm going to be like really controversial and be like, hey, just say whatever you want on here. I'm going to give anybody a platform, no matter what their stances are, because I'm like a free speech guy. Unless you have anything to say to criticize marijuana, then you're a fucking scumbag, jerk, idiot, piece of shit, because that is the answer to all of life's problems. And also, if you say anything bad about psychedelics, then, you know, you can pretty much, you can expect me to, listen, I will give anybody a platform, and I will co-sign anything anybody says. I'll yes man you to death, unless you say something not okay. Like, hey, maybe not every single person should, you know, do DMT and mushrooms and acid all at the same time. So yeah, anyway, every day. As babies, you know, so I don't think anybody gives a shit, but I've been fine, I'm totally fine, you know what's another cool thing, how, like, boosters, vaccines, totally fake news, none of them work, you know, I had, double vaccine, both boosters, got a booster maybe, a month before this happened, literally, like, just, like, minor cold. I've had a minor cold the whole time. Nothing that would ever fucking prevent me from doing, you know, doing other shit. Just doing hundreds of push-ups. Just on my knuckles. Like I'm in prison. Like a caged animal. I'm like Kafka's caged fucking panther. Whatever the fuck that animal was in that short story that everybody should go read. Not really kidding about that. But anyway, yeah, no. Thank God I did not lose my sense of taste or smell. Would have killed myself. So instead of just been going to the wine store and just buying $35 bottles of champagne and drinking them like there's no tomorrow. So, that's really what I've been doing. Yeah, so I don't know what the fuck else to talk about. Oh, I could talk about some cool champagnes I've had. But I'm recording this on my phone, so I can't really, but I'll make some posts probably about, some good ones that I've had. One of which is like, I guess it was a place that was bought by Tattinger back in like the 50s, but they've been able to operate kind of independently. And so I think like they it's not like a hush-hush thing. The guy in the fucking wine store made it sound like it was like a mafia affiliation and didn't want anybody to know shit. But it's not the case. Also, anybody out there, if you want to know what it's like to have weird dreams, why don't you watch on Netflix all of the episodes of the Epstein series and then immediately watch the Ghislaine Maxwell one. Just watch them all back to back and then go straight to bed. Don't, you know, collect $200. Just go straight to fucking bed. And it'll be good. I've actually found that maybe it's just the absurdity of, you know, having like months of plans, you know, planning these things for months and then just immediately being canceled along with doing that. I've been waking up to the feeling of my body just laughing. So I'm woken up by my own laughter, not the sound of it, but the feeling of my body shaking because I'm laughing so hard. So if you want to know kind of where things are at, that's it. Subconsciously, I'm just on, I would say I'm on a highway to hell, but I'm the big twisted metal. I'm the big guy with wheels for arms, the car guy. The guy's sick. He's twisted. And it's pretty metal, I'll be honest, the whole idea. So I could fucking keep rambling on. What else? Oh, some good Pinots. I had some good Burgundy. I've been trying to get into Burgundy, which is a dumb fucking sentence because, like, I've been trying to for years, except I'm not made of money. Maybe we will turn this into a clickbait YouTube channel talking about, you know, how vaccines are fake and every single thumbnail of all the videos can just be an exact ripoff of Mr. Beast, our channel can be called Mr. Beastiality, and we do redo all of his videos, but have overt sexual undertones about animals, and how just, we'll just sort of slip in, like, here's a picture of this cute dog, and I'll just, like, bite my lip and be like, fuck, that dog is so hot. So, maybe we'll do that, maybe we won't, who gives a shit, maybe this fucking episode comes out, like, just absolute horrible. And maybe it's not. I feel, you know, it's like being on house arrest, except when you go outside, you just feel guilty that you're going to give somebody else COVID. And you wear masks and you're like, stand like 6 feet away from everybody, like in stores, or literally just stand outside while you're waiting online. People are like, are you going in? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm waiting online. And they're like, why are you outside? And I'm like, don't get close to me, bro. You don't want to fucking know what'll happen, bro. I'm on. I'm always on, bro. I will take this mask off. And I will mouth the words to you. COVID-19. That's all I'll say. But I'm not going to say it. I'll just mouth it. Because if I mouthed you with the mask on, then you can't understand it. You know? Let me tell you, British people, they apparently hear my accent and they're like, are you not from here? And I'm like, why you say that? You're just assuming. You know what assuming does, right? It makes me give you COVID-19. So shut your fucking mouth, lady. No, everybody here's been pretty nice. just fucking goddamn it, dude. This sucks so much. But you know, trying to keep a positive attitude, trying to stay upbeat. And that's all you can really do in life. Cause you know, once you admit mental defeat, it's fucking donezo, brother. You don't have a chance. You're out. You're out. But yeah, I think we're gonna try to do more episodes with some guests soon. I mean, that's what we were trying to do this time, but you know, obviously that didn't really work out. But yeah, again, sorry if the audio quality on this is fucking abhorrent, and I don't really have too much else to say, but I'm trying to stretch this to 10 minutes. So everybody, if you're not already, please subscribe to the podcast. You may listen to it. Thank you very much. And if you listen to it, please subscribe because it helps boost. Because I never like subscribe to YouTube channels or subscribe to podcasts or did any of that shit. I just listen to them all the time. But if you subscribe, it helps us out a lot in terms of like promoting the shit. And it just helps boost because everything's algorithm based, which I guess is the new scripture or something, I guess. I don't know. That's the stupidest thing I've ever said. I don't know. Anyway, so follow us on Instagram. Yell at us, I guess. Yell at us. Send us threatening letters. I don't say like give us mail us anthrax, but like mail us stuff, and with like a little some maybe pixie stick, like, not, you know, rip open the pixie stick, pour it into an envelope, and then mail it to us. And then if there's a rainstorm and the mailman gets it, and maybe we'll get a little treat. He'll lick his finger and say, "Hey, today, this is why I do this job. This is why I get up in the morning for moments like this. I know I'm doing God's goddamn work. And every day is a reason to be proud of my job as a red-blooded American, a citizen of the United States of America. God bless the troops. God bless this nation. God bless its citizens. And most importantly, God bless the flag of the United States of America." So, in conclusion, to reiterate, I don't know, man. Sign up for our Patreon, I guess, because this has got to end. It's got to go down. It's going downtown. Yeah, dude, I don't know. All right, thanks, guys.